Hello, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Thomas Brzee. Today, we will be speaking to the captain of the UGA hockey team, Dylan Spicer. We will be speaking about the dangers of hockey and the possible concussions that can come from it. We will talk about how club hockey can better prepare itself in the future to deal with these type of injuries. All right, I'm joined now by Dylan Spicer, a senior on the UGA hockey team. And first of all, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
So kind of take me through your hockey career, where you kind of started and what kind of brought you to UGA hockey.
Yeah, so I started hockey really late compared to a lot of other hockey players. I feel like most players that play in college, I start when they're like 5 years old or mm-hmm. 4 years old. But I was like a big soccer player up until about like middle school. I remember I started hockey in like sixth grade just because of sort of like the Ovechkin effect going on in DC.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like my friend had this little like court in his backyard where we would play street hockey, like me and my neighbors, and that's where I just started. And then I just really loved it. And then I started off like super non-competitive for the first 4 years, just mm-hmm. playing like rec. And then I got more into it when high school started because I wanted to make varsity and I knew I needed to sort of play travel. And then after varsity, I got really lucky and I played in a tournament and the UGA coach was recruiting there mm-hmm. and he recruited me. So all I had to do was get into the school, which is not easy.
Yeah.
I got in,
mm-hmm.
but like very grateful that he was there. And then, yeah, got a spot on the team after that.
Yeah. And UGA hockey, I mean, has kind of been dubbed as one of the better programs in the South when it comes to club hockey in general. And so kind of how is that for someone that is relatively new to hockey in the grand scheme of things to be able to represent one of the bigger brands in sports in general and in hockey in particular?
It's amazing. Not only I feel like we're like one of the bigger brands in the South because of our success like on the ice, which we are successful, but what caught my eye going to UGA more than like just how good the team was how, like they're a bigger brand because of they do more things for the community. Mm-hmm. They're always their name is always UGA hockey is always popping up whenever it comes to like hockey in the South because we're always out there like trying to make new sponsors or do things to give back to Athens. So I think it's like I was just super excited to represent UGA hockey, and it's still pretty cool to represent it.
Mm-hmm. And like, how would you kind of describe your style of play? A lot of people with who start later tend to kind of rely on their athleticism or their kind of aggression and that type of thing. Would you kind of put yourself in that camp or a little bit more technical?
Definitely. I am. I mean, ever since I got here, I was never a skill player. Mm-hmm. I was never a guy that they relied on for goals. But I always kind of like, it's always interesting. Like, hockey's a big, big role-playing game, and everyone's got to have their roles. And ever since with my first few games, I kind of found my role, and my role would be like more of an athletic, like very fast, kind of like nuisance for the other team, kind of mm-hmm. like a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
I would get put out if on a penalty kill or if they needed to shut down because I don't have the skill myself, but I have the speed to mm-hmm. like match up against other people's skill.
Gotcha.
So like more of a defensive forward.
And a lot of times, and especially being in the South and being from a school in the South, the conversation always kind of revolves around football, and I guess that's kind of a given just being in Georgia. But is there a certain part of you that wants, not resents that, but wants hockey to be a part of that conversation, wants UGA hockey in particular to be more a part of the UGA student life here?
I definitely want UGA hockey to be more of a part of the student life, but I don't think it's realistic, or I don't even know if I want to be on the same level of football.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Maybe in 50 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, I watch the football team, and I'm amazed at like how amazing they are, and the crowd they draw, and like. I'm very amazed and I'm very grateful for the crowd we draw. I mean, it's not like the football, but I've never seen anything like it as far as hockey goes, and
mm-hmm.
We're very grateful. But yeah, obviously it would be nice to be more popular.
Yeah.
within the UGA student life, but I don't think trying to get it to football within the next few years is, like, realistic.
No, fair enough, yeah. And I think football in general, I think a lot of there are pros and cons with the amount of publicity they have. One of the biggest cons, obviously, is you have a million different critics, a million different people giving their say.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest part of that is kind of this concussion and injury wave. And obviously that applies to hockey somewhat, not to the same extent of football. But how does that conversation kind of go in the club hockey team? How does that conversation be had where with concussions or with major injuries, how do you kind of prepare yourself off the ice so things on the ice don't, you know, happen the way they could happen, I guess?
Yeah, so injury prevention, we take injuries super seriously. The one thing with all of club hockey, though, I know we, as our team, we make sure, like, as part of our budget, we make sure to have a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see that with a lot of other club hockey teams, so it's a massive problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know a lot of times when we play another team and another guy on their team gets injured, like, our trainer has to go and tend to them because mm-hmm. they don't have one of their own.
Gotcha.
So that's bad. But, so, yeah, with injuries, I would say our trainer is pretty, like, we stretch for every game and, like, mm-hmm. try and prevent that stuff. But our trainer is usually pretty good with, like, tending to those. But the one thing we do take very seriously are our head injuries. And those are kind of hard to they're hard to kind of point out because you could get hit in the shoulder, but, like, hit hard enough that it, like, I don't know how it works, but that could be a concussion just because of how bad you're jolted. So it's really hard to tell. But I definitely think it could be what could be improved is that like, education on, like, what it feels like to have a concussion, you know, so that players can come forward and, like, and say, look, like, I feel like this. I probably shouldn't go back in the game. Because we don't have all those, like, doctors the football team has on the sideline. So we kind of have to do a little bit more self-awareness, which is – but it could be – that could be education on concussions could be the best way to tend to that. And but usually we're pretty – I remember I got hit in the head against, like, Tennessee last year, and I felt fine. And I wanted to go back in so bad, but my coach wouldn't let me, which I think is good.
Yeah, yeah. Those counterbalances in place.
But yeah, I think as a club hockey coach, especially with the lack of trainers and money and on the team and stuff, coaches definitely need to be more educated on, like, head injuries and how to deal with them.
And also with kind of that comes, like, I guess more pressure on the player itself to kind of always make sure you're not putting yourself in those situations to be hurt. So is there, when you were getting into hockey, you got in a little bit later, was there a conversation with you and a parent or a coach where it was kind of like weighing those options, or was it kind of, I guess, did the education come afterwards, after joining the hockey world, or was that something you had thought of before and kind of sought out that information prior?
It was something I've actually had concussions in the past. Mm-hmm. None of them related to hockey. They're all just, like, sledding accidents, mm-hmm. like when I was a kid just running around. Like, it's weird. So I've been educated on concussions and I stuff like that, but nothing with hockey. I do feel like the game is becoming much more, trying to make it much more safe. So, like, illegal hits are going to be called, and, like, players are starting to, like, it's, like, make sure they're positioning themselves well when they get hit so they don't hit their head. Mm-hmm. Like that, that's, like, a lot of the preventative stuff, but yeah, I don't know if there's been much education within hockey about concussions, like, in my experience.
And kind of pulling off the football aspect, I think there are a lot of former football players that are now deciding whether they're not going to play contact sports going on in the future, or they're not going to let their children play contact sports or whatever. Is that, what does kind of the future look like for you in hockey? I mean, is that something that you want to play for the rest of your life? Is it something that you see almost an expiration date on, so you want to get in as much as you can with the time you have? Or
it's hockey for me is well, I want to play hockey for the rest of my life, but once college ends, it's like contactless, like beer league.
Gotcha.
So which is much more safe. But if I if it was full contact, I probably would still play it. I do think hockey is a lot less less dangerous than football, particularly just because like football is just like repeated hits to the head. I feel like, which is the worst. And hockey, I mean, if you're a good skater and you know how to like position yourself, you won't get hit in the head that often. If you do, it'll just be like one.
They can be few and far between.
You can take time off if you're injured, but but it's not like, I feel like football, there's much more repeated hits to the head, and that's what makes it more dangerous.
And you kind of spoke about this a little bit earlier, the education that needs to go into preventative actions with whether that's with players or coaches. What would that kind of look like? Is that just kind of a round table with the team? Is that, you know, hands-on work? Kind of like an example to pull off of almost.
I think it could be a lot of things. I think it could be one, just we, I mean, in training camp, we went over so many different slides about like, just like tactical pieces of the hockey game, like forecheck, backcheck, like everything. We spent like a whole 2 hours on it, like maybe like we always do stuff like that. I don't think it would hurt to take 30 or 45 minutes and just like teach present the symptoms of concussions and like maybe the implications if you were keep playing with one, like what could happen. I don't know how long a concussion test takes, but they're probably online and you could have everyone just take a test before the season starts, and then, you know, And like, so you could take it again when you get hurt to see if how
you're
doing.
Yeah, and make sure that everyone's up to date on all the most
but
recent stuff.
Another really bad reason, this is just tough. I don't know what quite to do with this, but it's a big problem. People get hurt and their heads hurt and they're like, oh, I might have a concussion. Some might not want to speak up because A, they want to keep playing, or B, it's really hard in college to go without a concussion, especially if you're a club hockey player. If you were a football player and you got hurt, I think you would get, exemption from quizzes or tests and whatnot. But if you're like hurt with a concussion off of like a club hockey, I don't know if you'd get the same exemption. So it'd probably be really rough missing all those tests and quizzes, like, because you're concussed.
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting dynamic to kind of dive into is you as a club hockey player, you give a lot of your time towards this sport. You you know, do the individual like practices the same way that football players do, not necessarily to the same time constraints, but there is that added pressure. What is that like to kind of juggle those two things without being, you know, the typical student athlete, without being, you know, the quarterback on the football team where everyone knows who you are?
Yeah. It's interesting. I think you just have to have a lot of gratitude, you know, 'cause it is a lot of time. I remember, like, we have so many road trips almost every weekend. I mean, you miss some fun nights in Athens, but you also miss a lot of good time to do, like, studying and whatnot. And then, like, for Buffalo, when we went to Buffalo, we left, like, early morning Thursday, got back like, mid-Monday, and we took a bus there, so it was pretty brutal there and back. And it was just, like, that was one of the times where it was, like, you really have to love playing hockey, and you have to just be grateful to represent the university. in times like that, because it's just stressful with all the work piling up, and you are for certain weekends, you are kind of putting as much time in as other student athletes.
Mm.
Obviously other times it's like much more relaxed, but for certain weekends you are, and you're not getting like the sort of credit you're saying. So you kind of just have to realize what you're in it for, and just be grateful that you still get to play hockey and represent the school for and be grateful for the sort of fans we do have, which might not be as many, but like they are really cool. Obviously it helps, like I love the guys on the team, so it's kind of like we're like in it together.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of just fight for them.
Yeah, and it's a very obvious that you love hockey and love UGA, but I'm curious, we kind of spoke about it a little bit earlier with former football players not letting their kids play. Mm. A lot of parents, are very protective of their child, won't let them play football, yeah. hockey, lacrosse, what have you. And what would be kind of your message to those young athletes that might be nervous, or parents that might be nervous to put their kid in that situation, whether it be in hockey or in football? Is there, I guess, what is the quote unquote silver lining to all of the dangers that do come?
Yeah.
With this?
I would say for one, like, I mean, I'm obviously not a parent. So,
yeah, fair enough.
I would say like, yeah, it is scary to have like that your kid like is in a contact sport and could get, hurt. But I will say that, I think these sports are doing a lot to sort of, like, they're realizing this problem, and they're doing a lot to change this. For one thing, if my kid was gonna play hockey, I'd make sure he's a really, really good skater.
Because
it is weird how the more higher the level of hockey, the less dangerous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because like when you're more skilled, you're able to avoid hits, and you're able to. The game's much more
and
like
you,
a skill sport.
And you understand the different ways to kind of deal with.
Yeah.
Different injuries and stuff.
Yeah. And if it's like a low level hockey, it's kind of just everyone's just kind of kill each other.
Yeah, exactly.
But a high level hockey, there's respect for the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, you know, that's why I feel like club hockey is one of the most physical
mm-hmm.
things. And we don't have the more skilled you get, the less like dumb hits, the less like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. So all that.
And I think that's all I have. Thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate your time.